A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Abigail Probert, Mira Uden, Catelyn Connor, Icarus, Zion J, Jimothy Jim, Cameron DiAudio, Ricky G. Dobson, Heather McElfresh, King of Rats. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 88 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas. And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Grizzop, Drick Act Amsterdam.
Hammond. Salut. Aruna. Out.
Sasha does not have the tools to deal with this racket.
Azu is being very comforting.
And welcome to another exciting, action-packed, really sad, really low-key...
The Grief Safari!
season two was supposed to be the fun pulp one, yeah. Which had all the emotional baggage.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's the theme of season three?
Okay.
Is this the emotional baggage season that's going to just get even worse?
Oh. We decide afterwards, right? Yeah.
Season three will have answers. That's the only rule I've got for myself. Season three will have answers.
Oh, so we were under the same rules as Magnus.
Yay! So, jumping very quickly back into where we are. There's been a family bereavement. Hamid is meeting his family. Everyone else is sat downstairs in the third.
One of us is just
lounge.
Lying on the floor.
Sorry,
oh, no,
one of you
two
is lying upon two chaises longues.
Is that, do we really have to say, what, chaise longues?
Chaise longues. It's chaise longues. It's not...
It's a chaise longue, mate.
No, chaise longues. I know the guy, lovely.
Honk.
So before we return to Habib, I will return to everyone else, because I can't just jump cold into that much trauma. Oh. I can't.
Okay.
So, do you think it's going well up there, or do you think it's...
How could it... Like, going well, like... Well, no, she's dead. Hooray.
No, that's not well, is it? Like, you've been to funerals before. There are ones that go well and there are ones that go badly. Or, like, not funerals, but, you know, I guess is it maybe a wake? I don't know if she's there. Her body, I mean. Because...
What happened to her body?
Oh, no, she got thrown against the wall and her neck broke, so it's not like...
Is it still where she... Did they...
No, they're probably shipping it, actually. So.
Shipping? Oh.
Maybe they teleport.
Transporting the body.
These people are pretty rich. If they're teleported, that's plausible.
Also, to be quite honest, you know, the person's gone. The body's the body. It's just some stuff. So
the body is a sacred vessel. You must use it to nourish the crops.
Oh, well,
and
yes,
forever live on in the soil of your homeland.
Yeah, and it will feed the animals. Like, you know, there's a whole cycle thing, but it's just material at that point. The thing that makes the person a person is gone.
I mean, like, actually, often the teeth and the fingerprints.
Fingerprints?
Please stop sharing, sir.
Just the things that are identifiable are often actually there for quite a while.
I mean, it depends how you use them.
Okay. Do you create mementos in your culture?
Not by choice.
I'm going to jump back to Hamid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, make me laugh and then plunge me into
Very
Come
much
on.
So, very
Come
much on. So, very much so. So, the setup is as before. Your father is looking out over the back of the estate. Your mother has just finished hugging you and returned to her quiet grief. Your sister seems a bit more composed, but the two younger brothers, who are significantly younger, are not in the room currently. And your brother has finished his first drink and is on to his second.
I'm going to go over and give my sister a hug.
She returns it and gives a sort of meaningful glance towards your father.
Yeah.
Give me, for the first time, a sense motive to read the room. It's actually kind of what it's for. I just rarely use it properly.
The room is sad.
Ooh. Oh.
Four?
The room is gleeful.
Is there a reason you fell out with your parents?
Surely you have quite a high sense motive bonus. No.
He's really... his comes from the inside out. It doesn't go from the outside in. He's good at telling people what they feel, not listening necessarily.
You're not very wise, are you?
Nope. Mm. So, as it stands... things are more tense than they potentially should be. It's not just everyone sad. Let's be honest, the family always had things that weren't being said. Despite being excellent communicators, they weren't so good at communicating often. But, there's stuff at play here and there's tensions at play that make it a little bit difficult to really engage.
Pass by my brother and just give him a solid pat on the shoulder.
He finishes his second drink.
Yep. And then I go and stand next to my father. And I sort of reach out with one hand and I'm about to, like, put it round him. And then I sort of withdraw it and I just place it on the nearer shoulder.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't really acknowledge it. He carries on looking out over the river and so on. I'm glad you could make it, Hamid.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm here. I only wish it was under better circumstances.
Quite.
I'm sorry I haven't kept in touch very well over the last 6 months.
Sure, you've been very busy.
Oh, yes, very.
I'm sure we'd all be interested to find out what you've been up to, but perhaps now's not the time.
Not the time. No, I agree.
Hard as it may be, we do have a public face to maintain in this time.
Of course. Yes, I suppose I had some questions, but perhaps, again, it's not the right time for them.
Quite. I'm going to jump back to everyone else.
Right. Okay.
So, no, we don't keep anything. You just, I mean, you get rid of it, right? You're like, yeah, it's just,
you absolutely
just
get rid of it.
Yeah. I do not. Yeah. I grew up on a mountain, you know. I don't know how other people would.
Well, this is a, I mean, this is an Artemis thing, right? You know, it's just like, once it's, you know, done with its usefulness, I mean, you get rid of it so it doesn't make people ill.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Ooh. 26.
You're very good at this specific type of check, which you'll see in a moment.
10.
Yeah?
19.
Everyone apart from Azu, which I feel like is going to start becoming a trend again, the help are doing an amazing job not wincing at how tasteless this conversation is, but they are clearly doing their job and clearly grossly uncomfortable but unwilling to leave because it's their job.
Wait, look, you two, okay? Right, Hammett's a friend of ours, and we understand the incredible amount of emotional, you know, pain that everyone here, I'm sure, is going through. But from certain points of view, now, I'm a paladin of Artemis, okay? If you're aware of what Artemis does, it's more practical than others might want to think. And I'm not going to disrespect or say that what you're doing is wrong. But from our perspective, Hammett's sister should be honoured, but the body is not the person, right? The person has left, the person has gone, you know, to the astral plane, to whatever, you know, deity she may have worshipped, and from
but
what I
But both are important.
Well, to some people. And I'm talking about from my perspective.
Hmm. Is that a goblin thing?
No, it's an Artemis thing!
Huh.
Let's cut back to Hammett. Your father's given you nothing and is just continuing to stare out. It's a shame it couldn't have been a clearer day.
Oh, yes, I suppose. I hear the weather here's been slightly unusual recently.
Yes, quite. All things going well, we should be laying your sister to rest tomorrow if you have the time. You did say,
of course,
quite
of course.
Busy. I wouldn't want to intrude.
No. I wouldn't dream of being anywhere else.
Naturally, your guests would be welcome. Although we do ask that they maintain a sort of discreet demeanour during the event.
Of course, I
glowing pink discretion, towering above the entire event,
literally twice the height of every other attendee.
Goblin talking about death customs.
It's a very important subject.
It's fascinating.
I'm getting very looming Thor in the
human
real world vibes from you at the moment.
Oh, that'd be wonderful because I'm totally Thor.
Okay.
Love snakes.
Hammett sort of opens his mouth to start a new sentence a couple of times, but doesn't. And then he sort of bows his head and withdraws from the immediate presence of his father. He's going to go back over to his sister and just indicate and basically nod at the door because he wants to talk to her mm-hmm. in a different room.
Mm-hmm. She gives a nod and just gestures. Your brother Salah notices it, having finished his fourth drink in this time, and he looks over and kind of gives a pleading "take me with you" expression if you'll throw him that.
Oh, cold.
Do you not get on with Salah?
Ooh,
but he's drunk. I don't.
Well, even more reason to get him.
I have I have a very different conversation I need to have with him than
Helen,
I need to have with Syrah.
You're not in this room. You're not
okay.
in this room.
I think Helen is in this room. Azu isn't.
Hammett attempts to hide his reluctance, but he nods. Hammett gets a 22 to hide his reluctance.
Given your... Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. I mean, just the penalties from four in, like, 3 minutes as it is, he's good. Your sister heads out, opens the door, and gives a nod to your mother, who is completely... She's fine to let this happen. She's mostly just in her own little world at the moment and having an outpouring. But your brother and sister head outside and close the door. The second that the doors close, your sister gives you a big, huge, proper, you know, human embrace. Faux pas.
Humanoid embrace.
Racist.
Sentient creature embrace.
Your sister gives you a huge, genuine embrace that your brother gets involved with. He stinks. He's probably been hitting it from before you arrived. But he seems to be holding it together, but he always had a knack for seeming all right. I'm so glad that you made it, Hamid. I was really worried. We didn't know how to contact you, and we're just so happy to see you. This is your sister. I just wish it could have been...
Well, yeah, I'm just glad I'm here.
And we're so proud. We heard that you did what you could at the time, and you were there.
Well,
and you
I tried.
To, I know. It's awful, and we're so proud of you.
Thank you. I don't know if there's much to be proud of, but thank you.
Sally, your older brother, who's significantly taller, you know, comes in and goes, she's right. You did good. You did good, Abid. You did really good.
Thank you, Sally.
Like, really, really good, mate.
Is there somewhere we can go and talk?
No, no worries.
I assume there's a servant nearby.
The butler who showed you up is literally beside the door.
Can you bring us some coffee?
Certainly, sir. I'll arrange for it to be taken to the smoking room.
Thank you.
Jumping back to the rest of the party.
So, you know...
The servants are giving you nothing. They're not stonewalling. They're just sort of giving that nod of, there is no way to answer this question without being in trouble.
Sasha's got her new ice and fire daggers and is just like... calmly performing knife tricks.
And now they are visibly wincing.
Mm. They're not stabbing them into furniture. Oh. She's just like tossing them around.
Give me a slight of hand
that's
trick.
Fine, apparently.
Give me a slight of hand trick.
My bonus is 13.
I know.
I've got 17, so that's 30.
30? I tell you what, you could charge. You could charge for the tricks that you're doing. However, then they're not impressed. They're mostly terrified that you're going to, like, drop a knife through a table or tear a furniture that costs more than they'll earn in a year, that kind of thing. They're just kind of...
Do the really knives leave little trails
yes.
of like, ice and
yes,
fire?
They do.
And
yes,
does
they...
that scorch things?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, so pretty.
You're just doing an emote from an MMO, aren't you?
All right, so what are the, you know, Aphrodite lot? Or what are orc customs, since we're asking about that?
Well, as you know, we are also fairly short-lived, and so...
Well, you know, that's a matter of perspective.
Sort of thing.
No, it's a matter of numerical perspective.
It depends if you're coming at it from a human perspective or a goblin perspective. You're pretty long-lived, actually.
How long do goblins live?
Oh, you know, about 30.
Oh.
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 How old are you?
Oh.
Welcome to the physically painful episode, everyone.
10.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think...
So I'm pretty keen to get stuff done. Gotta say.
I gather. That would explain the art. Ah. I understand. A goddess will get things done quicker.
No, Artemis isn't a goblin thing. Artemis.
You're physically hurting me. I can't stop it.
I can't believe that I have this much white guilt over fictional characters.
Given that Azu is 6'4", that is a long way to reach your foot up to you.
And that foot is massive. Like, how it's fitting in your mouth at all.
So, I was adopted by the Church of Artemis because my entire clutch died. My, you know, adoptive parent is a human, so we'll live, you know, a lot longer than me. So... You know, my general thought is that, you know, for all the people that I know, I am pretty, you know, short on time. And, you know, the whole Artemis thing is... Maybe that's informed the decision, but that's not why.
Halflings who live pretty decent lifespans are looking quite awkward at this conversation and really don't want to be there, but they're literally
they
paid
to
be
the
there.
Hundreds, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they rock it past 100. They're all good.
So, you know...
I mean, Hamid is definitely going to live at least 100 years, barring accident.
So, I don't know. That, you know, did you join up with Aphrodite because you really like kissing, or...?
No. Right, I'm going to jump back to Hamid.
How did you make that conversation more awkward?
No, wait!
Oh, Bryn, you wait!
Oh, I thought we would become friends, but no.
Well, we have very divergent religious beliefs.
All good marriages have disagreements.
Are you shipping us? We've only been in for one episode.
Oh my gosh.
No, two episodes, sorry.
Oh no, I'm shipping Azu with every single sentient person in the entire plane. That's how that works. So yeah,
they call it the shed of love.
Love shed. Okay.
Oh, the love warehouse.
It's a big old place.
Perhaps even a brick house.
Many people can get together. Yeah.
I am going to jump to the incredibly sad and heartbreaking story of Hamid.
Yeah, sorry, audience, for the tonal whiplash you're getting.
So, back in the smoking room, and your brother is there. He's mostly with it, which, again, for what he's been doing, is fairly impressive. Your sister are there and they are both leaning in and sort of listening to you as you're sat around the table, and it is quiet and you have the room to yourself.
Yeah, I didn't know how much everyone knew about what happened, or I didn't realise the news had travelled that I was there. And
it was in the opera, Hamid.
Well, I mean
everyone saw, basically. It was kind of a big thing.
Wait, so they all sort of become a little lizard thing. Scamper off.
Well, we don't know exactly what made it into the newspapers.
Yeah. I mean, you might be doing exactly what I always tell you off, which is jumping the gun.
I'm really sorry.
Jumping the gun.
We're just so good at reading narrative.
I mean, it's a curse.
If only you could read the room.
I got a four.
Literally,
it's one of the reasons I asked my friends to come with me is because obviously they were there as well when it happened. And I didn't know if sometimes it's helpful to talk to someone who was there. Sometimes it's not, but I thought...
Sayira leans in. I do have to ask. From what we understand, you were cursed. I mean, are you okay? Is everything okay? Have there been any long-term effects?
Hit by a pretty powerful spell, and it...
I mean, I'm no expert. It looked like I heard it was like a polymorph or something. I mean, that's about
not
as bad as it gets, really.
Exactly. It was an unusual spell that interacted with me in an unusual way.
Your brother's there. So what? Like, you're not being very clear.
I don't really know how to say this.
Hamid, come on, you got to spit it out. You're getting into old habits here.
Fine.
I take off the cloak cape thing that I'm wearing, and it instantly fades into dust because it's actually magically created by my magical sleeves.
Yep.
And turn round so they can read the family tree on my back.
Whoa.
Wait, is he drunk or stoned?
One or both.
The sister.
I don't know if that's okay for a family party.
The sister, again, Syra.
Did you know any of this, Syra?
Not really. I tried to get out of the family business.
Looks like you didn't get very far.
I'm going to cut back to the rest of the group.
Oh, a wonderful laugh.
That's I'm totally making a joke to make this awkward thing better laugh. Did you like it?
I did. Back into the other awkward room.
My romantic life is none of your business.
Just, you know, you joined up with Aphrodite. I thought,
it's
you
about
know.
Healing all parts of the body and soul and doing good in the world.
Well, not everyone's body.
Oh, God!
you are a very unusual exception.
All right. I mean, so that's my problem.
No, it is all of our problems because we are here to try and... We will try and save you.
If this episode title isn't just Awkward Turtle, I'm going to be so disappointed.
How do you spell...
Lots of N's in the okay.
DNA. That's fine. I mean, we're talking about short-lived. I've got, like, a month's life expectancy.
Yeah, all right, but... At least...
We can change that.
Yeah, winning.
At least that's exceptional.
All right. It's grand, because I was expecting something else.
We will fix this.
Yeah. We're going to fix it. We're going to try and fix it. At least it can be fixed.
All right. Yeah, can it?
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
But you could get knocked over by a carriage or stabbed tomorrow. Right. Yes, yeah. I know.
Yeah. She throws her knives.
There's the faint of the water dropping from one of the servants' chins from their sweat and landing in the expanding puddle as they are definitely not moving or doing anything to engage in this in any way.
I mean, when I turn into, like, a necromancer, maybe I can fix all of our short life problems.
You will not become a necromancer.
Also, I mean, I'm going to have to draw the line at that. Like, we're really making an...
Hey, whoa. Like, I'm stealing this joke from someone else, but a necromancer's just a healer that never gave up.
Yeah, I also saw that joke on Twitter this week.
So did I, actually.
It's excellent.
But usually Artemis has a pretty anti-undead situation.
Yeah, well, good for you being the exception.
But you are our friend.
You're a good person.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And we battle against evil.
Yeah.
But you are not evil.
Yeah.
Very clear cut, I think.
But, you know, the undead people that you've met, you think all right, but, like, other undead people.
If I'm quite honest, I haven't met any other undead people.
No, me neither.
Oh, wait, except for all of those zombies and that necromancer.
Yeah!
Who are trying to kill the population.
I'm really looking forward to that!
I'm going to cut back to Hamid.
What is happening?
Some people like to build encounters with monsters. Some people like to build social encounters.
Look,
the monsters
are the friends we met along the way.
Lock characters in a room.
It's the best bit of roleplay, Alex.
Good. Dance, puppets, dance.
I feel like with the four main characters in the good place right now, and I finally realised what's actually going on.
My stomach hurts.
I do think for the listeners at home, it might be important to mention that at the beginning of this recording session, Alex got us to take miniatures out. Presumably for some kind of battle encounter.
Oh yeah, they're sitting on the
things
table.
Things took a different direction. Yeah. I'm just rolling
in a different way.
So.
I could really do with, just some good old-fashioned violence right now.
Yeah, in another lifetime, it's
not so fast, ancient pharaoh. The artifacts will be under our control.
Play D&D, they said. Fight monsters. Win treasure, they said.
Leave your emotional crises and escape from them into a spectacular.
Okay, fine. I'm going to take a break and we're going to walk through, okay, what we're doing, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello, everyone. This is Helen, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and host of our chat show, Enthusiasm. If you haven't heard yet, Rusty Quill has a brand new original audio drama, Trice Forgotten. Trice Forgotten is a swashbuckling found family adventure created by Nemo Martin. Alestes likes to keep her head down while she works as a merchant, couriering deliveries and carrying travellers to destinations across the seas. Only, as her travellers gradually become permanent crewmates, she realises her ship has become a floating museum, a laboratory, a vault of repatriation treasures, and a chef's kitchen. After spending most of her life with the understanding that nothing changes, no matter how hard you fight, Alestes is faced with a choice. Will she use her new network of allies to build a safe harbour and potentially a future for her new community, or will she once again put her head down and drown in her sea of excuses? Trice Forgotten is the latest audio drama from Rusty Quill, creators of multiple award-winning podcasts, including The Magnus Archives and Rusty Quill Gaming. Search for Trice Forgotten, that's T-R-I-C-E, wherever you listen to your podcasts, or visit www.rustyquill.com for more information.
So we're all agreed it's about being as miserable as possible on audio for as long as possible.
Yes. Yeah.
But we respect his craft.
Jumping back to Hamid. So, like, what's that mean then?
Well, I'm a sorcerer. You probably don't know what that means, I guess.
Oh, right. I mean,
maybe you do.
I thought you dropped out.
Not exactly.
So, say it was just right. I think we could all take a moment to just breathe.
Yep.
Just take a moment.
Where's the coffee? Let's have a coffee.
So, I mean, this is interesting, but I think it might just be something that we're going to have to deal with later.
I agree. Better to leave it for a little while.
And I don't know about you, she gives a meaningful look to Hamid. I'm sure we could all, slight nudge towards your older brother, do with a lie down.
Yes. Yes.
It's been a long day for me and for everyone else, and I think we'd all benefit. It's going to be a big day tomorrow. It's going to be very tiring. And I think that we should all have a lie down. Salah's just there, kind of eyes half-lidded. Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Yep, I think I definitely agree. Yeah, let's do that.
That's fair enough. He breaks out a hip flask, bit of a nightcap. Anyone else? By the way, it's about 10 in the morning.
I was like, I use sleight of hand, but I can't because I'm not the one with that skill.
Whilst Hamid continues to faff in character, Salo finishes his nightcap.
Yep.
Gives you both an extremely clumsy bow and heads out of the room, closing the door behind him. You hear the distinct sound of a butler not being noticed helping someone away.
I didn't realise he'd got that bad. Is this just since...
No.
Oh, God.
There's something up. I don't know what's wrong with him. Look, he fell in with a bad crowd for a while. He seemed to come out of it, and then recently...
I know he always missed, you know, the thrill of competition, but he seemed to be adjusting to working for Mum and Dad.
He started hitting the casinos quite a lot.
Oh, dear.
Presumably he gets it from Mum's side, I don't know. But either way, we cleaned it up, we sorted it out, but he's been... I don't know, he's very nervous now. There's something up, I don't know. He won't talk to me. I mean, we don't talk to anyone. It's kind of his thing.
Yeah, we've never been very good at talking to each other.
I'm glad you're here, Hamid.
How's everything else? I know that the bank's not doing well. None of them are.
Do you really?
Are mum and dad coping? I want to know everything. I feel like I haven't seen any of you in 6 months. I haven't heard anything in 6 months. I was so excited to see Aziza, and then I couldn't...
She just reaches out and holds Hamid.
I couldn't...
It's okay.
I tried.
I know. And they know. Mum and Dad, they know. They don't...
I missed you all so much. I didn't know if I'd be welcome to come back.
I don't even know where you've been, Hamid.
I got kicked out They kicked me out. And Mum and Dad smoothed
it. It was Gideon, wasn't it?
Of course it was Gideon!
God, I hate him. I don't know what you saw in him, Hamid.
I don't either. I feel like it was all a different... I was so young and stupid, and maybe I still am, but I've changed. I've changed a lot. I feel like I see everything a bit more clearly now.
I mean...
Mum and Dad, they smoothed it over. They sent me a letter. They said...
Yeah, they do that.
Don't come back till you've made something of yourself.
Well, look at it this way, Hamid. The entirety of Prague saw you risk your life to save your sister, saw you stand up to someone that all of them fell to, and that's got to be worth something.
Damn it, Bertie missed out on that. It's the ultimate irony.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I think if all you do is run around trying to impress Father, I think you might be wasting your time. And not because I don't think you can do it. I don't think you should want to.
You know, the weirdest thing of all is I haven't thought about that really at all.
Good.
I mean, I still want them to be proud of me. I want you all to be proud of me, but I just want to do good. I feel like I've made so many mistakes. I've done things that I so regret, so I just want to make up for them. Does that sound stupid? I want to... Maybe it's still childish. I want to help. First, I wanted to be a hero so I could be famous, and now I just want to...
How did that go?
Now I just want to help where I can. And it turns out maybe I can. It's a lot of pressure, though.
Well, doing the right thing always sort of is, Hamid.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that.
I'm going to cut back to the rest of the group, because that was, you know, actually heartwarming and nice and didn't make me want to gouge my own eyeballs out with an ice cream scoop. So...
Oh, well, so we'll make sure you...
So you can bring that tone right back in now if we can.
Miss Satchelise is just looking by a window and doing knife tricks to herself.
I'm sort of pacing back and forwards.
Azu is going to attempt to comfort Sasha.
Oh my god!
Why are you doing this?
Hashtag read the room.
Maybe I should try and do that.
You know what? Give me a sense motive.
You can
read the room.
I'm good at that, I think.
Oh, you old empath, you.
That's 14. Do I add the?
Yeah.
That's 25.
That is very good.
Yeah. Okay.
What you know is that sometimes doing nothing is the right thing to do. And that short-lived as everyone might be, there's time enough to deal with this over a slightly less compressed and intense period. And okay. That maybe a distraction would go better than a deep insight into everybody's soul.
I want a sing-song.
Should I sing my camel?
That would like the room would explode.
can you summon it in different sizes? So like
nope.
No, it's
one delicious size.
Mahusive. I think it literally just like runs around the celestial plane when it's not being summoned.
It's frolicking currently.
Gambling.
Oh, that's what it's doing. It's gambling. Cannon. Well,
because she is already claustrophobic, she is instead going to try some excellent halfling wine.
Excellent.
From the magic table thing that was there.
Give me a fort save. Be amazingly good.
Oh, that's not 20.
29.
Do you want the good news or bad news?
Bad news first, then good news.
Okay, the bad news is, if your goal is to, you know, have a jolly time, you're going to get no buzz from this halfling wine whatsoever. You're pretty certain that they put a slice of lime in water and that's a bit saucy for the family. They're a bit intense. Mm. The good news is it's actually lovely. It's really tasty. It's just not much in the way of a kick.
In which case, like, the magic table can summon everything, right?
Give it a go.
Az is going to attempt to summon Orcish Moonshine.
I think we're soon going to see another sign.
Do you have a use a magic device at all?
I've got 4 in it, but I haven't got it ticked.
That's fine, because you're basically good at charisma. Okay. Give me a roll to... Basically, this is just a don't mess up, that's all.
Oh, God, what's it going to be instead?
Computer.
22.
Orcish moonshine.
Hot. Basically this, a crystal decanter appears... and at first it looks empty. Well, that's the sign of good moonshine.
Blimey. Wait, is it literal moonshine?
Ooh.
Open it, find out.
Yeah. One thing. Is the decanter halfling-sized or orc-sized?
This one's orc-sized.
Fantastic!
It fills the table.
Would anyone like a dipple?
cut back to Hammett. So, anyway, father's being father, mother's being mother. Salah, I can't get anything from. The boys are okay. Mother and father decided that they didn't need to be around this.
Really? They're old enough to understand what happened. They should be here. They're not that young anymore.
I know. They'll be here tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah.
How are you? You seem like you're the only one holding everything together.
Do you want the honest truth?
Yeah.
Until this, I was doing really well, Hamid.
Well, it's good to hear, at least.
I gotta say that branching out was probably the best thing I ever did.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
But yeah, I'm good. I'm good, Hamid.
Good.
What is it you wanted to actually... Was it just to catch up?
Yeah, I just wanted to know how everyone's doing. Like I said, with the banking crisis and then this, and I just...
Yeah, I wouldn't bring that up.
Okay, I won't. I probably wasn't going to, I hope. Maybe. Anyway.
So are you all going to be staying here tonight, I'm hoping?
Well, I suppose I was planning to. I didn't know if... my friends have other places to stay, but they could, I suppose, if they wanted to. I'll ask them.
Breathe, Hamid.
I'll ask them.
Breathe.
Like I said, I'd really like them to be there tomorrow, as they were there too, and they were trying to, with me.
Well, they're welcome. I'm probably going to have to get back in there.
Of course. I'll come with you. I'll do what I can to help. I'm hoping I am not the screw-up I used to be, and if I can, I'll share some of the burden with you.
I understand, and I'm proud of you, and this is meant in the nicest way possible. Today isn't about you, Hamid.
That's not what,
and
that's not what I mean.
Tomorrow. I know you
course,
don't.
Of course.
But you need to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all been rather intense. Mm. If anyone has a complaint, let me know. Otherwise, I intend to accelerate time and leave you to do as you will if you let me know how you intend to do as you will.
I think it's just a point. What a successful move it was to just get out the moonshine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the tension in that room may have evaporated.
Okay,
moonshine does at room temperature.
Can I get a fort save from everyone?
There you can.
Paladin does.
15.
Okay. Paladin does.
21.
Uh-huh.
I got 5.
Okay, I am going to accelerate to early evening. I mean, you guys have had time to kill. The thing was flowing. You weren't about to run off and have an adventure.
You've been given a really good lunch as well.
Mm.
The servants have started to loosen up a bit. They...
The moonshine has evaporated because it's room temperature.
There's an alcoholic myth.
The really tense one who has been like dripping from their face is been quietly wandering around trying to tidy up after all of you. The other one is steaming. The other one is absolutely steaming and is now on the couch with you if you will all allow it.
Yes.
So, Hamid, I'll have you sort of turning up if it's okay. Nothing of import really happened, mostly just a family sharing each other's company for a while. You come down to Sasha, absolutely steaming, like barely able to stand. The servant as well, the other servant has an actual panic attack when they see you enter. The two paladins, you're all right. You're all right. The thing is extremely difficult because, I don't know if you're going to be fun. You might not be fun. And if I'm fun and you're not fun, that's a problem. But if the other servants just... But what if, like this, you know, you're really fun and I'm not fun? Like, that's being a bad... That's it's not
well,
good.
You are being another, so much you fun. You want to know it's fun? I could do another knife trick.
Yes! Ooh! Yes! Yes!
All right.
I love your knife tricks.
So this... I've got a Bernie one. Right. So this, I assume, is a sleight of hand with penalty.
It depends. I decided that it's bled over. And we're both
yes, it will. I'm sure
I mean,
it will.
So what are you attempting to do?
Just throwing them up and making them spin around.
You know what, that's like, yeah, roll it.
Time. But they have
but
to cross
fire.
Each other's path.
Of course.
Well, one of them's an ice dagger and one of them's a fire one.
So. Worst that'll happen is it'll rain. Give us a roll. Yeah.
Why is Alex acting drunk?
I don't know.
It's hard to stop.
I love you guys.
Okay, Sasha got a 3. With her sleight of hand, is 13. So that would be 16.
Yeah. So you're also taking penalties for being
drunk.
Completely drunk.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Does she lose another finger?
It's amazing. Hamid, you walk in to see Sasha going... Like full nunchuck style. She throws them both in the air and they don't come back down. They are both embedded up to the hilt in the large magical mural that is over the lounge.
That's literally the best case scenario.
Yeah. Azu will attempt to remove them.
The servant's just like... Servant's just clapping. I love it. The other one
good.
Passes
yeah.
out.
just with just stress.
I can't, they genuinely.
Bang. Oh, I'm gonna run over to that one and see if they're okay.
They're fine. They're just out of it. It's all a bit much. Mm. If only someone had pushed two Ches Longues together, you might be able to lay them out on there.
I'm
sitting on.
Hi
that.
Guys. what's happened here?
We have made friends.
Yes. Stands really and salutes. Really pleasant to meet you, sir. I hear that you are fun in a way that the rest of your family are not.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh my God.
So, just to say, we got her drunk, so, you know, like...
It's
I really like working here.
So, oh. you know, but...
It's the best job I've ever had.
It all got a bit tense, the whole atmosphere, so we've had a drink.
I'm really sorry, sir.
Would you like to join us? I imagine you want to decompress a little.
Yes, you also look tense.
It has not been the best day.
I get that.
Let's be
yeah.
honest. Yeah.
It moonshine would... for you.
But no, thank you. Thank you, no. But
it helps, Hamid. I found out earlier today I'm a zombie and I'm going to die in a month. And now I feel fine. Absolutely fine.
Because we will save you.
Yeah, we'll totally defeat Barrett. That's fine. Oh, I yeah. won't get locked up again. It won't matter if I get locked up again because I'd be dead.
As I said, it's been quite tense, so we've had
I
a drink.
I see, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what should I do with him?
I mean, let's jaw on his face.
No. Shuffle up a bit.
I'll kind of drag him over and plonk him down.
I just pick him up yeah. and just... I'm going to put him on my lap and just be like...
Wait. Drunk servant pulls out a lipstick.
No, hang on a minute.
No,
that would be uncharitable.
Maybe just... We're having fun, but we don't want to get you into trouble.
Right.
Wink, they say.
Maybe you should go...
So, the funeral's tomorrow.
Right.
Oh.
And you guys are invited if you want to come. But it would be best if it was more subtle than this.
I imagine there'll be less drinking.
Yes. You do not have drinking at a funeral?
No, I thought that was the point.
Generally, not until later. I mean...
But you must toast the...
Unless you're Salah.
The deceased.
Wait, okay. I'm just going to go put... She put herself to bed.
she's not actually unconscious. She's now just lying on the sofa, looking at you all quietly.
Can I be holding both?
Yeah.
Both happenings.
Oh. Yeah. You have them
like
both.
Like small children.
Heads on your lap. One of them is just completely out of it, and the other one is getting a lot of fond memories of times that they thought they'd forgotten.
Aww. I'm just patting them on the head.
You see, that's what I think Aphrodite should be more like.
More like than what?
Well, no, you do. That's the caring thing, right? But not the stamping around, you know, saying you're so carry. You know, that Aaron Fairhands. He's the problem. You seem to be
He is a master healer. One day, I wish I could heal as well as
him. Yeah, but healing isn't the only thing, right?
Well, there is also the defending of the innocent.
No, and also the...
How much has everyone had to eat? Would everyone appreciate dinner at this point? I think some people could use some dinner.
We ate half an hour ago.
I can always eat more.
Yes. I mean, they gave us thirds. They kind of wouldn't say no.
You've got yourself in a really bad state, specifically Sasha, given that food's already been served once.
I mean, it's orcish moonshine.
Okay. I get the impression...
We can accelerate through...
Yeah, I was about to say. I feel like we've come to the end of this...
Vignette.
Yes. That's a good word.
Lovely vignette.
Lovely vignette.
Cut to attempting to find funeral clothes for a lot of people that are not the right size.
So, unless anyone has anything specific to plan, I'm going to skip ahead to the funeral.
Yes, I'd like to do something that evening.
Okay, that's fine. This is very easy to do. Every single party member who isn't Hamid is unconscious.
That's very fair.
In a lovely bed, but nonetheless unconscious.
Is Azu in a bed that fits?
Azu is in the human-sized guest wing.
So it's only very slightly too small for her.
Yeah, just rather than hanging
ridiculously
off the edge.
Too small for her.
Yeah, so like...
You're not Snow Whiting having to put like seven beds together.
So like your feet are poking out and your arms are poking out.
I would watch the reboot of Snow White where she's a 6'6" dwarf in pink glowing armour. Just FYI.
Did you say 6'6" dwarf?
Did I? Maybe.
I'd watch that too, but I feel like it's a fairly weird thing to state at this juncture.
6'6" orc in pink glowing armour. Would watch even harder.
I am going to jump to Hamid. You are back in your old room, and the first thing that you notice is I have actually grown up a lot since then. A lot of the, like...
I last lived in Cairo when I was 15, and I'm now 24, I think, according to my character sheet.
And even like, for Halfling, I realise that the difference there is minimal. Nonetheless, you're looking at this going, all of this feels kind of trivial now. Yeah. Lots of stuff like, there's still some clothes screwed up in the bottom of your wardrobe. There's games that you never bothered to put the pieces back kind of splayed out on the floor. Because you insisted that no one go into your room or tidy it because you have it exactly how you want
it. I cast Prestidigitation.
It works. Yeah. For the first time, you kill some time doing that. But
you are Mary Poppins.
So you find yourself
of magic.
You find yourself upon the bed.
I start pacing around the room. Barrett, can you hear me? Barrett, I speak into the ring, even though I know that's not how it works.
There is no response.
Barrett, I'm not going to give the ring to Salah.
There's no response.
I've seen the state he's in now. I'm not going to inflict any more problems upon him. He probably has debts to you. And I'm not going to issue a blank check. But I will work to recompense whatever issues there are with him. I'm not taking on his debts without a full accounting, but I will be responsible for clearing the problem, any problems he has with you, and I will not be giving him the ring.
There's no response. The ring doesn't heat. It appears inert as always.
I hope you heard that. I bang the ring on the wall a couple of times.
It leaves a dent next to that one where you thought you'd be good at sword fighting. You weren't.
I go to bed.
Okay. I think we'll end the episode there. It's a soft end, it's a gentle end, but I feel like that if I try to do anything else, it'll go wrong in ways that hurt me again. And I've been hurt before, and I just can't let that happen. I think we need to end this, calm ourselves, and come back next week. How does that sound to everyone?
The hangover is going to be incredible. You can't even do any sort of like sobering heal spell on Sasha because she's undead now, so that would cause her damage.
It would literally hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh.
With that in mind, I'll see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Follow us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
You're very good at this specific type of check, which you'll see in a moment.
10.
Yeah?
27. No, 9. 29. 7 plus 12 is 29.
Everyone... 19.
What?
Did you say 7 plus 12 is 29?
Yeah. I cannot do maths. This genuinely comes up. Did you not notice in the Beowulf one how I was constantly pausing me like...
And that's why Bryn's here. It's all good. It's all good.
19.
Oh, bless you.
Look, I've invested in other mental skills. It's fair.
Although tracking the investment is difficult.
Yeah, it's very hard. I think it's going well.
Qualitatively, it's definitely.
I feel brilliant.
Yeah.
So.